Election Day was the end of an intense 7-month political fight for Oklahoma teachers. Since the walkout in April, they've worked to oust incumbents they felt did not support public schools and to elect new government officials who they hoped would be more supportive. Some educators even ran for office themselves. But as State Impact's Emily Windler reports, the teacher caucus fell short of the results they wanted.
It's about 9 p.m. in Coweta, a rural town southeast of Tulsa. The election results are still trickling in as Cindy Ralston, a second grade teacher, steps onto the stage in the small event space where she's having her watch party. Framed by red, white, and blue balloons, Ralston tells the crowd of about 30 supporters why she decided to run for the House District 12 seat.
I ran this year so that no teacher would ever have to walk out again. I ran this year so that no family would have to lose their insurance again.
But Ralston lost her election, as did many other Oklahoma educators vying for political office in the 2018 midterms. About 100 former and current teachers and administrators put their names on the primary ballot. Roughly half made it to Election Day, and only 17 won on Tuesday night. Even though Ralston wasn't one of them, she says she's not giving up. She has plans to be a vigilant watchdog over the legislature and make sure school funding remains a priority.
We will not let them do what they have done. We are watching them. We will call them out on it every single time. Thank you guys very, very, very much.
After some hugs and short conversations with supporters, Ralston signs a check to pay for the event space, and she and a few friends start folding chairs and cleaning up. She stopped for a few minutes, though, to reflect on her race and her loss. She thinks some people didn't vote for her because they believed misleading ads.
The NRA came out and said, you know, that not to vote for me because I didn't turn in their survey. I didn't turn in their survey. We are gun owners. Just because I didn't turn in one survey, then they say that I'm out for their guns and they don't bother to check the facts.
Some of Ralston's friends and supporters also stopped cleaning to chime in with their thoughts about Oklahoma's election results. Mary Short was one of them.
I just feel a little discouraged. I feel really sad for my teacher friends. They probably are feeling not very supported right now. And I'm a little worried for the future of our students in Oklahoma. So
Short says it seemed like there was so much support for education issues and education candidates during the 2018 election, so she expected more teachers to win their races. She was also pulling for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Drew Edmondson because she believed he was the stronger advocate for public schools in that race. He lost too. Short thinks Democratic candidates like Ralston and Edmondson didn't win because many Oklahomans are very conservative and won't consider voting for anyone who's not a Republican.
When the teacher walkout took place, a lot of people were in support of it, but what it came down to was partisan voting and people just straight party voting.
But Devin Carlson, an education policy researcher at the University of Oklahoma, says that while the Education Caucus may have fallen short of its own expectations, teachers shouldn't be discouraged about the election results.
I think if you just look at it from the standpoint of did educators win, it might seem like it fell a little bit flat. But if you look at it from the standpoint of what is the composition of the state legislature, you know, starting in January compared to what was it last January, I think it looks dramatically different.
Next year's legislature will include more than 50 new faces. Also, most of the lawmakers who voted against a $450 million tax package to fund teacher pay raises are no longer in office. Some did not seek re-election, others lost in the primary. And Carlson says just because most new lawmakers aren't coming to the Capitol from the classroom doesn't mean they won't support public schools. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more State Impact stories by visiting kgou.org and clicking the link for State Impact.